failed as far as his deen is concerned. And out of the fear that he might fall into something doubtful or something haram, then the preferability or the desirability that the person should rather move away from there and refrain from that company, refrain from that circle, that will force him or cause him to go into the doubtful areas or even haram. So the hadith we did yesterday, and Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله يحب العبد التقي الغني الخفي رواه مسلم. سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه he narrated, I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that verily Allah سبحانه وتعالى loves such a servant, that person who is taqi, that person who takes care, who is careful about protecting himself from anything that is doubtful, anything that is haram. Next quality this person has is al-ghani. Ghani means that this person is independent. He is not muhtaj on anybody. He doesn't put his trust and his reliance on anybody. His trust is solely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is his second quality. And the third quality that this person has is al-khafi. Khafi means this person, he desires that he must be concealed. Nobody must know about his actions. What I do and what my actions are, and I'm not looking for any type of popularity, I'm not looking for any type of recognition. The only thing I want is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be happy with me. Allah must recognize me. Allah must have some type of value for me. This is what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for any type of recognition in the eyes of people. So a person who has these three qualities, in Allah yuhibbul abda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such an servant. So such beautiful qualities. Everyone in this world and the Western standards are that the more famous a person is, the more popular he is, the more well off he is. And in Shariat, in Deen, Islam, how beautiful it is. The more concealed a person can be, the more concealed he should try to be, that will bring him more the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not how many followers we got on Twitter. It's not how many followers we got as far as our popularity is concerned. But how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala view us? That is the foremost worry and concern of a believer. Today's hadith, عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رجل أي الناس أفضل. هذا أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه, he asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, sorry, he mentions that a man came up to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and he asked أي الناس أفضل, that which person is the best person يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال مؤمن مجاهد بنفسه وماله في سبيل الله. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that a believer who strives with his life and his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the best person. Qala thumma man, then it was asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after this person, who is the best person? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qala thumma rajulun mu'tazilun fi shi'bin min ash-shi'abi ya'budu rabbah. That person that isolates himself, he separates himself in some valley. From the various valleys he goes and he separates himself in the valley and he just worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, in another riwayat it comes, يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَيَدَعُ النَّاسَ مِنْ شَرِّهِ. This person, he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he saves people from his evil. So in other words, this person, he doesn't do too much of good deeds, outward good deeds. But one good thing that he does is whatever evil qualities he got, he moves away from people so he doesn't affect them with his bad qualities. He might know that he's a short-fused person. Very easily he loses his cool. So what he does now, he stays away from people so that now he doesn't lose his cool and get upset with people. So he's saving the people from his shar. So this last part of the hadith is that person, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, that person who isolates, he secludes himself, he goes into some valley and he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the best after the mujahid. And the next, or in another riwayat it comes, that person who just has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he saves people from his evil. How he saves people from evil is he doesn't go and he doesn't mix with the people so now they get rubbed off with his evil habits. He knows that he got bad habits, he got evil habits. So what he does is he separates himself, he has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he tries and save those people from those evil qualities that he has. Not to say that this person doesn't try to correct those qualities, but he also tries. But here in this way, he's not affecting anybody else. So here we learn from this, that always mixing and always intermingling and always socializing is not necessarily a good thing. These hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that person who separates himself and he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people always say that he must continuously mix and continuously socialize and continuously attend dawahs and function. It doesn't necessarily mean that. Person that has got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't want other people to get affected, but whatever harm he does, he secludes himself and he carries on with his work. This is also a person that is praiseworthy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us these qualities, beautiful qualities that have been mentioned in the hadith. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.